Welcome to the Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead podcast with Tobin Slavin. What is the this? You always have to stick around to the end and I'll share that with you as well. Now today, this is actually part three of the five-part series that we've been doing. And we're actually answering questions today because in one of the earlier parts, we actually asked folks, what are some of the questions that you may have about building your list and more importantly, monetizing that list so that you get the most out of it. Because if you're getting anything less than that $1 per subscriber per month on your email list, well, something is off. You're leaving money on the table. So let's talk about that. But before we do that, before we get into, answering those specific questions, make sure you go back and look at those earlier parts because yesterday we shared, not yesterday, part two, so it was a few days ago, part two, we actually shared the story and an example of working with one of my clients, two of my clients actually, their partners, who launched a high ticket offer for their coaching program. Now, previously, they had really struggled. They hadn't had any sales with this particular offer, but we did two things differently. One, we launched their curated newsletter. So we changed the conversation. We made it a lot more about what their audience was interested in learning that topic, influencer marketing, and less about them. That's the big mistake that folks are making with their email marketing. They talk about me, 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 promotion, promotion, promotion. None of us need more advertising in our life. I don't know about you, but I don't. And so because of that, they were able to shift the conversation. The curated newsletter made it about topics that their folks are interested in. And 6 weeks later, we launched a five-figure. They had sold over a $5,000 coaching product, which previously wasn't selling. So my point is, I think it's really important that you can go back and look at the specifics of that example. Today, we're talking about answering two specific questions that came up repeatedly in comments on the Facebook post. One is, what if I don't have a list? And two, what if I don't have a product or service to sell yet? How do I monetize something if I don't even haven't figured out what my business model is or what I'm selling? So let's go to question number one. What do I do if I don't have a list yet? Well, there are different strategies that you use when you're building lists. When you go from zero, no list at all, to your first 100 or 200, even 500 subscribers, there are certain strategies that work really well at that level. But then the game changes because if you want to go from 500 subscribers to 5,000, that is a different set of strategies that we start to employ. And then if you want to go from 5,000 to 10,000 and up, again, a whole different set of strategies. So we try to apply them in different places. Now, some strategies can work a little bit in different areas, but we're talking about what is the most effective use of your time. In fact, if you stick around to the end of the podcast, I'll share some free resources coming up specifically around this question of how do I build my list? How do I get started when I don't even have a list yet? Question number two, what do I do if I want to monetize my list, if I want to reach that dollar per subscriber or more, and I don't have anything to sell yet? Well, it turns out there are actually eight other ways to monetize your list that you might not even know about. Eight different ways to monetize your list, other ways beyond selling your own products or services. Most folks don't even realize that this is available to them. And I'll give you one example. If you looked at the version of this, the written post, we actually have some screenshots to show you these examples. But one of the clients that I've worked with, Reads Across America, one of the challenges, they are a nonprofit organization. They place wreaths on the headstones of veterans all across the country and most best known for placing them at Arlington National Cemetery for over 25 years. One of the challenges that nonprofits have is that they have to ask for donations. They have one business model, one product or service, if you want to think of it that way. So what we did with Reads Across America is we actually injected a line of merchandise. And again, we didn't just make it, we did sell some examples that were their logo, their organizational name, but we also created a whole line of branded merchandise, t-shirts, sweatshirts, things like that. And in 1 year, we were able to do over $208,000, additional dollars beyond the cost of the t-shirts, money that came in. And this was especially important for them because like a lot of organizations, they see a real spike of activity in one time of the year, in December, when they have their main event. And it's much, much harder. But when you can do things like create a St. Patrick's Day shirt, and it's a great looking shirt, people want to wear their Kelly Green on St. Patrick's Day. They created a Remember, Honor, and Teach version of the St. Patrick's Day t-shirt, and that was very popular. And so these smaller campaigns, you know, we did $35,000 with one campaign, $25,000 with another. All told, it ended up being over $208,000 in 1 year. And again, that's from a product or service that they didn't have before. They're not in the business of selling t-shirts. We actually found a company that took care of all the fulfillment, but what it did was bring additional dollars into the mix for them. So that's one of the eight examples that I can share with you today. Now, what I want you to think about with your list, when you're doing this right, when you're creating this conversational list building model, you're using your newsletter, you're building the relationship, you're not just talking about yourself. The analogy that I like to use, it's like exiting through the gift shop. Okay, you've created that experience for your audience. They're entertained. Maybe you're educating them. You're sharing information that they will find valuable. They will find valuable, not just because you want to share it and sell something, but something they want to know about. They're discovering new things in your topic because of the knowledge that you hold. Then you exit them through the gift shop. And what that means is you monetize in ways. And I wanted to write this one down because I saw it online and I took a screenshot of this today. This is what somebody said online and it captures the sentiment perfectly. I'm not here to sell you anything, but I'll help you find things that you want to buy. That's what happens when you have people exit through the gift shop, that you help them find things, recommendations that they want to buy without feeling salesy and without feeling promotional and trying to push your stuff. So, eight other ways to monetize. And this process, the conversational list building and monetization, it works. Even if you have no list, because we have strategies for that, even if you have no product or service to sell yet, because there are these eight other ways to monetize your list. And as we learned from part number two, it works even if you don't believe it will work, because that's the story I told in part number two. The folks who didn't think they could sell that high ticket offer, and yet they sold two of them over $10,000 of income from a product that wasn't a coaching program that wasn't selling before that. So as I told you, stick around to the end. We always say, stop your marketing now. Stop marketing. Marketing is driving your people away. What you need to do instead, what is this to do instead? It's host a conversation. Have a conversation with your people. Do conversational list building. And in part four, I want you to look forward to part four and part five of the series coming up, because we're actually going to talk about a free resource that I'm going to be making available called the List Building Bootcamp. So more information about that coming soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.